This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That Ramona has had no sleep and is completely been put through the ringer by multiple airports in the United States of America today. So I don't know what we're going to get.
I love this.
I don't know.
I love Ramona in general, but I like a sleep-deprived, where the heck am I, Ramona, even more.
I've never heard you cuss on the radio, but I'm thinking it's possible right now. Are you going to do it?
I mean, I cussed on the radio with you once. You remember when I talked about staying up late? If you want to shoot the...
Oh, that's right.
Your girl.
That's right. I had forgotten. Well, yeah. If you ever want to do it again, today's the day.
Today's the day.
Do you know what I'm about to do right now? I'm about to take my shoes off in public. I'm sitting in the Denver I'm sitting in the Denver airport, and I just walked like a mile to like get to some gate where I could almost I was trying to go standby on this flight that was going back to Burbank. And it was not even going to be an option, but we got in a little early from Oklahoma City thinking, oh, the airline gods have cut me a break. And I just humped it all the way over here. And like, I'm watching as I'm talking to you, that plane pull away from the gate without me because they closed the gate on me like 5 minutes before I got here. It's very sad.
I mean,
I'm waiting here for another 3 hours to take off. So instead of getting home at 7 today, I'm getting home at 10.
You know,
crack off those shoes and peel off the socks. Let the dogs out.
No, I'm going to keep the socks on. That feels like the only decent thing to do.
Oh, put your feet up. Get yourself
a... My feet are on. I'm going to take a picture. You can see it.
Yeah, send me a picture. Get yourself a Cinnabon and relax.
No doubt.
It's going to be fine, but I get it. We've all been there. And literally, you were up all night writing? And
yes.
Were you writing about the Thunder and their championship or Tyrese Halliburton and his Achilles?
I was writing about the Thunder and their championship. All right. I write this sort of like, you know, every year it's kind of this thing I do of like, you know, whoever wins the title, I collect for a big, long 3,000 word story. Feels like 300,000 words. But it's sort of like, you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder, this is your life, right? Like, and this is kind of how the championship was won. And so I've been collecting for it for a while, but then last night was such a bummer with Tyrese getting hurt that like it took a minute for everyone to kind of digest that and feel like it was, obviously even the fans there were like sad. Like the whole first half, I feel like nobody knew what to do. Like, are we allowed to cheer? Or can we be happy? It was very somber in that arena last night. And then halftime came and everybody kind of reset, and the Pacers, like, you could just see, like, their soul was sucked out of them. Like, it was really sad. But good for the Thunder. They had a great year and a great series. It's going to be one of those what-if games now for most of sports history, especially if you're a Pacers fan. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, heartbreaking. I mean, first time back in 25 years and so close, and you felt like, you know, up until the injury that they had a real chance to do it. But just your more broad takeaway from the series, because OKC, 68 wins, best point differential in NBA history. Were you sensing that this would be one of the bigger collapses if they didn't get it done?
You know what? I wouldn't have called it a collapse. Like, I think Indiana was really good. Like, I mean, you know, there was like a poll we put up on their social media where it was like, you know, everybody was like, who do you got? Right. And like 70% of the people picked the Pacers after that game six. And the more I watched the series, the more I was like, yeah, I mean, they have two really legitimate scoring threats in Tyrese and Pascal Siakam. And then I think their bench players were just better and more seasoned than the Thunder, you know? And I mean, little TJ McConnell out there. Oh my God, that guy was great. And you just kind of felt like, you know, they just kind of felt like this team of destiny. And then Halliburton came out with his hair on fire. He hit like three threes. He was amazing. And, I felt like it was going to be their night, you know, like Oklahoma City was like really tight. Felt like the last couple games, the pressure had really started to affect them, and all that, you know, the youth and really the Pacers defense and the way that the Pacers were just playing with, like, how they were playing with house money for several rounds. Like, nobody expected them to beat Cleveland and then the Knicks. And then, I mean, they were, you know, and at some point you start to believe in them, but they really didn't have any pressure on them. And they played like it.
Hey, Ramona, off the top of the show, and it is a bummer because Oklahoma City wins a championship. And I think outside of that area, most people are talking about Halliburton the next day. But we got into a conversation about all of these Achilles injuries and the fact that players, right, you're bigger, stronger, faster, you're taking better care of yourself, but there are more injuries. And for me, these are overuse injuries, and I've arrived at a point where I'm kind of bothered that they'll do load management during the year, but they won't take time off in the offseason. Yeah. And so what do we do about this? All the way down to AAU level, what do we do about players who keep playing for 12 months and now we have this come June?
You know, I don't know if it's load management. I think there's something, you know, I kind of want to get into this too, because this is terrible. Like, this is terrible for basketball. It's terrible for the game. I mean, Jason Tatum's out all of next year, and Dame is out all of next year. Tyrese is out all of, I mean, that's brutal. That's not just like, I mean, you and I were in LA when Kobe was out for a whole year. I mean, that was terrible.
Brutal.
Terrible.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is terrible for the game of basketball. Like, if I'm in the Eastern Conference, I'm like, who am I picking? Whoever doesn't have a torn Achilles? I mean, this is, and I think, like, something, my friend, you know, he runs this company, the Hyper Ice. It's like the official recovery tools of the NBA. And they have this new boot coming out. It's like this Nike, so I don't know, it looks like it's kind of like to like a boot that looks like a cyber truck would look to a truck, right? It looks really funky and everything. But he says that, like, they've been studying those kind of injuries. And there's totally different ways that people need to be, like, warming up and strengthening their feet and their calves and their ankles and everything. And hopefully that's going to help. If you look it up, just look it up, Hyper Ice boot. It's something with Nike too. And I think all the guys are going to be using it next year. It's like a new product that's coming out. But I think, you know, that this is part of a larger thing where I just think there's too many games. Like, we've all been talking about it, right? There's a reason why they load manage. It's because there's too many games. I mean, I know they need the home days for the revenue, and I know everything's always been on 82 game schedule, but JJ Redick had this, we were asking him about what does that mean? Like, why, you know, back in, you know, his day, or back in, you know, you and I both host with Michael Thompson in LA, we would always tell stories about how they, you know, how many games they'd play, and they'd fly commercial and they'd played back to back for three in a row and all that stuff. And I was like, so how can they do it and not have all these horrible injuries and not have to sit out games? Whereas these guys who fly private have the top of the line trainers, have the best everything in terms of performance. How can they not do it? Right. And I think the answer is really just, I think the answer is that the game is so different. It's so much more active now. Like, guys are running so much. They're putting so much torque and pressure on their body with sprinting all over the court. You know, I mean, just look at Steph Curry. Look how he plays. He's running the entire game. He's cutting. He's running. He's just, you know, and that's so different than the old traditional half court offense. You know, it used to be, you know, the bigs would run down, they'd post up. Maybe there'd be a guy or two running around the perimeter. There'd be a guy who'd drive in there. But there's no such thing as this motion offense that we all see now. And I think that is contributing a lot to the wear and tear on these athletes that's leading to these kind of injuries.
That's a good point. And just the nature of any game, everything is explosive, right? Offense and defense, everything is a hard plant and it's a cut and it's just, you know, active and everything is so much more explosive. And I can't help but think about what we've had, Ramona, over the course of the last 7 years, seven different champs in 7 years. But here we have an OKC team that's young and they're going to come out and try to defend next year. Do you think that they have a chance to be the next, and I don't want to say dynasty because you have to do it more than just once, but how much is this OKC team going to be a viable threat, not only next year, but for years to come?
Well, if you want to call them a threat, I will say yes. If you want to say, are they going to win multiple titles? I'm going to say, I don't know yet, because I'm the girl who's like, you could find clips of me being like, the Denver Nuggets are positioned to win for years to come, right? Like, I mean, there's always like, you know, everybody who wins, like, we all feel like the Boston Celtics are positioned to win for years to come. And then, you know, life happens, right? And I think the way the modern NBA is, it is such a grueling regular season. It's hard to get to the end healthy. It's hard to take everything so seriously. That's why, like, you know, our heyday of covering the Cavs and the Warriors, that's just, I don't think we're going to see that again, where you have these two rivals that emerge and play each other 4 years in a row. That was really incredible that they pulled that off, that those two teams did that, right? And I think as we look at this going forward, Tyrese, you know, had them in a position where I would have said the Pacers were, I would like the Pacers next year. I mean, they were really good. This wasn't just a fluky run. They were a really good, deep team. And I think it's sort of instructive on how teams are going to have to be built now going forward. Like, this era of two and three stars who are making max money, I don't know if that can work anymore with the new salary cap rules. Like, you've got to have young guys. You've got to have people on cost-controlled contracts. You've got to develop your own players. Most of the, you know, the Pacers are sort of this island of misfit toys, right? Like, they had all these guys that other teams gave up on, but they were still really talented guys. Like, Aaron Nesmith, he's a first-round pick. And, you know, I mean, Mathurin, he was a lottery pick. I mean, they had Siakam, that's the guy who was traded, you know, from the Raptors. Halliburton traded. How often do you see a team that makes the finals where, like, all these players on the team were traded? I mean, that almost never happens. And you saw that with the two leading stars in these finals. And so I think, you know, now when I look at those, you know, those Warriors, the hallmark of those Warriors was that they grew their young stars. They all grew together. There was consistency. They had a vision and they executed that. And then they just sort of recast the supporting characters every year or every few years. It's going to be hard to do that now. Like, even look at poor Indiana. Miles Turner's due for a big raise. Nesmith's due for a big raise. Mathurin's due for a big raise. Like, I don't know if they can keep that team together. Like, they're just going to have to keep finding these new guys. And it's, you know, that's going to be the modern NBA. So teams like the Warriors, I think, are actually decently positioned because Draymond's on a decent deal. You know, Jimmy Butler and Steph are the two top heavy guys, but they do have their picks. They do have young guys. They do have developmental players that they're bringing along. And so I think they're probably better off than an older team like the Lakers or maybe the Dallas Mavericks or some of those other teams that we've seen have success lately.
Talking with Ramona Shelburne of ESPN, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Speaking of those Warriors, Ramona, what do you think they're going to do this offseason?
Well, I think we'll know a lot more when we see what happens with Kuminga. You know, does he really have a market outside of, I know there's a couple of teams that are interested in him, but those would be sign-in trades. They don't have the cap space to get it done. And so do the Warriors want to even participate in those sign-in trades? If they do, what's the number? You know, it's probably three or four teams I've heard of that have some level of interest, but what is that level of interest, right? And do the Warriors want to keep him? And if so, what is the number? Is he going to, you know, if they make him an offer that's less than the max or maybe even less than what he was offered last year, which I think is far more likely, does he scoff at that and then take a really long time to make a decision and then tie up their cap space? And that presents other problems. So I think that's the biggest thing that you have to look for, you know, but I know that they're working on a few things. I don't expect anything massive like we've seen. I mean, Jimmy Butler was really that move, right? But the Kuminga question is going to hang over everything because it has the potential to get messy.
Yeah, it could get messy, and like you said, it could drag out. And if it drags out, then the Warriors kind of don't get to be players in the general marketplace anyway. But outside of Kuminga, is there anything that the Warriors can do that can upgrade their roster, or is it really just going to be a case of waiting for Kuminga and then trying to fill in around that?
There's a couple of teams that I think you should watch closely, right? Memphis is this interesting team right now that doesn't bane trade. It's got everybody kind of wondering what they're up to. You know, they have Ja Morant on that team. They have Jaren Jackson Jr. He's due for a giant extension. I believe that they're going to pay him, but until they do it, I'm going to watch that one really close. And so is everyone else in the league, right? But I also think that there's just a lot of guys out there that could help them. They're going to have to be creative on how to get. But I think they obviously want to upgrade the interior defense, right? They want to add a really good center for defensive and offensive reasons, you know. Like last year, they were after Nick Vucevic, right? In Chicago, he's not a great defensive center, but he gives them a stretch threat. So, I could see them revisiting something like that. But there's a lot of teams that are looking for a decent center, right? The Lakers are doing the same thing. You know, just saw Dallas tied up Daniel Gafford. So that's, you know, it would seem like there's a lot of centers out there that are available, but there's not that many really good ones. And that's where I would look for the Warriors.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN. Hey, real quick, what did you think of the KD trade?
Oh my gosh, Houston is scary now.
Right?
I thought that was great for Houston. I mean, I my guy John Gambadoro in Phoenix keeps saying Bradley Beal won't be back on that team. Like, they're going to buy him out. They're going to trade him. We'll see. I believe him. He's really dialed in there in Phoenix. So to me, that really does affect how I view this trade with the Rockets, because if Bradley Beal is still on the team, why do they need Jalen Green? I mean, he's sort of redundant with Booker anyway, and now you have another perimeter player who's not a great defender and kind of needs the ball in his hand, but not a true point guard. I mean, yep. It's just another awkward fit, so I don't know why they prioritize that. I don't quite understand why they didn't get their picks back or like insist on Jabari Smith or even get an extra piece like Cam Whitmore. Like there was just extra things they could have gotten. I like that they got Dylan Brooks. That's good for them. They need a defender, but I mean, for Houston, they get off Jalen Green's contract. That's a win. And they get KD.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Whoa. And they get to keep all their good young pieces, and they got to keep their draft picks some of which are Phoenix's draft picks. Like, that was a hell of an upgrade for Houston without having to give up much. And I thought the whole thing was really interesting to watch the leverage game, right? Because, you know, Phoenix, they messed up. They tried to trade KD without working with him at the deadline. He nixed the idea of going back to Golden State. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, all of a sudden, you know, they offended him. And so, you know, he wasn't going to stay there. So you lose the leverage of like just keeping him on the team, right? Like you lose that leverage. And he has this ability to, he has 1 year left and could sign a 2 year extension. So he doesn't, like if you trade him to a place he doesn't want to go, they're not going to give up that much for a guy that doesn't want to go there. And I think there were a couple teams that were really thinking about it. Like, do we just roll the dice and hope he stays, you know? Like Toronto's thinking about it. I thought it was in Shams reported that Cleveland thought about it. That's interesting. Minnesota was the big one for me. Like if he's not interested in Minnesota, does it, you know, how do they just take a swing anyway? I mean, they did that with Mike Conley and that worked out really well. So I thought that those were the really interesting what ifs to that trade, because that would have really changed those teams. And then of course Miami. I mean, I think that would have been a great fit in Miami, especially now with the Eastern Conference. It's just decimated by injuries.
Ramona, thank you for the picture. And just
is that a great picture?
It's a great shot.
So great?
Yeah, it looks like partly cloudy skies, but a nice day in Denver.
And the plane that was pulling away from the gate, that was the one that they closed the door on me.
Oh, that's the one that was the one that got away, huh?
Isn't that sad? That got away.
Yeah, that is. But now you have some extra time to yourself, and if you want to call in again at 5:45, you can. We'll still be here.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, I mean, for me, my voice is a little scratchy, my energy's a little low, but I made sense for the most part, right?
No, you totally did.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't.
I mean,
there
was a few parts where I was like talking and I was like, what was the question again? There was a few spots.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Like,
right. You can say whatever you say and it doesn't matter at a certain point what we ask.
I was like, I don't know what he first asked me, but you know, we're just going to keep going with this.
I thought coherent is a word that could describe
coherent.
What just happened. Absolutely.
That is not a high bar to clear, and yet I am proud of it.
But you did it. You did it anyway. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, take the load off and get home safe, Ramona.
I'm putting my shoes back on.
All right.
I'm afraid someone's going to recognize me.
If you must. All right.
See you guys.
Thanks, Ramona. Okay, there she is. Ramona Shelburne at ESPN in a classic. She didn't have to, but she did anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.